This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Aaron, on Thursday, the Erie County Legislature approved the sale of the Erie County home in Alden for $1 for the purpose of creating a new cannabis facility. And this is a sprawling campus. How much of a demand is there for cannabis in Western New York?
I think more so the location will better be to serve New York State in general. And I think the demand's really high here. I mean, it's very high in Western New York specifically, but like the market in New York City, they're basically considering like the largest in the world. So I'm imagining they're trying to find places upstate in like more favorable locations like Buffalo, where real estate's a little cheaper. The county wanted to work with them and give them some breaks and things like that to set this up. But demand wise, it's definitely there and definitely something that's like oncoming and increasing as these stores come to market faster and quicker.
How much demand are you seeing in other parts of New York State?
Well, I mean, it's New York City, basically population-wise and income-wise, are greater than where we are here. So they're seeing like more demand there, and also like per store, much more so on Long Island. Like I'm not sure exactly where is doing the most. I would imagine Manhattan, just based on population density and income there, is probably like doing the busiest of anywhere. But it's definitely statewide. It's going very well, I'd say, overall, as far as getting the supply out there and getting the numbers. I believe they did like over $1.5 billion already in sales in a very limited number of time, with only maybe 1/5 of the stores that are really going to be available.
The operators of this the operators of this facility paid the county $1. This is a pretty big bargain, if you will. Does it justify the investment into the cannabis in your mind?
I mean, as long as they can get it up and running, yes, it's a huge facility. There's not a lot of indoor facilities going in New York State right now. As a member of the cannabis community, we are kind of trying to speculate on the licensing situation with them. We don't know how the other huge facility out here is doing. There hasn't been a lot of talk of it. 2 years ago, it was like big news, but none of us have really been inside to see what's going or growing there. But there is a market. We just have to see what'll succumb from the licensing situation with them. Like I said, they seem to have worked out a really good deal for themselves with the state for the property and whatnot. I just don't understand exactly how they're coming to market, though, and that'll be interesting to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.